The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. A battle between two rap singers is nothing new, but a musical shoving match that's been going on for years has hit new heights, as Top 20 Countdown host Ray McDonald tells VOA's Jim Stevenson.
You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my
cell. You hear about rap battles all the time. Some rapper is always in conflict with another one. However, this week's big news story concerns a rap battle of unusual intensity between Drake and Pusha T. Now, it all started when Pusha T released his third solo album, Daytona. And one of the tracks, Infrared, accused Drake of using ghostwriters. And incidentally, this is a charge that others have raised against Drake in the past. Well, less than 24 hours later, Drake fired back with the song Duppy Freestyle, which targeted Pusha T along with his record label boss, Kanye West. Things really started heating up. Pusha T responded with a story of Adidon. The single's artwork features Drake in blackface makeup, while the lyrics accuse Drake of being a deadbeat dad and alleges he has a secret son by a former adult film star. On May 30th, Drake issued a statement addressing not the lyrics of the song, but the blackface photo. He explained that the photo dated from 2007, when Drake was a young actor. He says he and a fellow actor were working on a project about African-American stereotyping and how hard it was to get good roles as a young African-American actor. The statement began, "I know everyone is enjoying the circus, but I wanted to clarify this image in question." So Drake is trying to put himself above the fray, but in reality, the circus has been going on for nearly two decades. Pusha T used to be in a duo, Clips. And Clips had gotten into a pay dispute around the year 2000 with a rapper named Birdman, who ran the Cash Money label. Cash Money was where Drake became a major rap attraction after Lil Wayne signed him to the label in 2009. That wasn't the end of it. Pusha T went on a Los Angeles radio station and said Drake's explanation with the blackface photo didn't change his mind at all. He accused Drake of being silent on all black issues, despite having the biggest platform possible. So Pusha T is out for blood. He's really going in on Drake. And as you can imagine, social media has been on fire with this conflict. And the consensus seems to be that Pusha T is landing more punches than Drake. So it's going to be interesting to see how Drake responds to this, because obviously Pusha T is far from done.
Thanks so much, Ray.
You got it, Jim.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Be with us for the next edition of Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.